Well, good morning. Oh, by the way, are you done?
Yeah, we're done.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's Jim Hill. Good morning, Jim Hill.
Good morning, Greg. CQ Jamal in for Trev Henry. Looking good, man. Ladies, I'm telling you what, you might want to get on down here and check out my man Jamal. But anyway, yeah, good morning. And good morning, listeners.
Baby.
Good morning, listeners. Thank you for listening. You let us do what we like to do, and that's bring a smile to your face.
Is that so you can keep up with the boys in the morning show? You did your transition into becoming Superman.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
For you. Keep it up.
Thank you.
All right, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Did you know we had some golf last week?
We did, yes.
We did. Before we get into that, I want to send a special shout-out to McCormick Ranch Golf Club and all of our listeners for participating last week and making the sold-out event a huge success. I want to thank Jim Myers, Dan Jones, and all their staff for being fantastic hosts. And had a great time, and we'll recap the winners in just a minute.
Hey, but Greg, I got to tell you something.
Yes. Did you play?
I played.
He did play.
And that's where I played all my high school golf.
Right.
And I worked out there, picked the range, all things. It was so cool. I had been out there in ages.
Really? Okay.
And we played the way the old course. It used to be the palm side of one of the two
Are
sides.
Are you south side or north side of the McCormick Parkway?
We're south side of the parkway, and that used to be. That was 18 holes there,
right.
And then you went under the bridge to play the other 18. And that other 18 across on the north side is really cool, too, but they're redoing it. They've already gotten done with the two front sides on the south side of the road, and it was so cool. I played thousands of rounds.
Nostalgia galore, exactly.
Yeah, it was really neat. Golf course in good shape, and it's just fun to see. You know, they've done the routing on the front side of the course to the west. I think it's the Palm course.
Sure.
They've changed the routing slightly, not tremendously, but they've re-turfed it. They've changed some of the holes a little bit. But the golf course, it's just a fun golf course.
So the Palm is all on one side of the road and the Pine's on the other now?
Well, no. It's still Pine and Palm on one side and Pine and Palm on their side.
Okay.
But right now with the redo, they're playing it all the old way, which is all...
One side of the road, north and south. I got you.
But it was really cool to see it. It was really cool.
Very good. Well, you and John Roller were respectable, tied for seventh.
Boy, I rode John like a rented mule. I did not play very well.
I understand he's the second best putter in the world.
Boy, I'll tell you what, he's got his new Fandango weapon out there, and he's actually, I actually watched John putt a couple times before I turned my head away so I didn't catch what he had.
He's got some coaching, apparently, so yeah.
He doesn't have his yippity-doo-dahs anymore.
No, he's gone to a heavier putter. He's doing kind of that, not an arm lock, but it's kind of a pseudo anchoring, but not anchored like...
Matt Kuchar?
Yeah, no, who's the guy? Like Billy does, like Bernhard Langer.
Right, right.
So, yeah, he's putting much better. New driver's working better for him, too. He's popping it out there further, so...
There's hope for you yet, John. Don't worry about it. You can do the traffic and play all the golf you want.
That's exactly right. And speedy recovery to John's wife, who had a knee replaced, I believe.
Oh, boy.
That's never easy.
Knee or hip, one of the two.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we want to send a shout-out to John and Jason Johnstone, who were the low-gross champs at the McCormick Ranch event. They shot a gross score of 60, and the first-place team in the net division was Don and Terry Vedine. With 60, and then Luke Erickson and Tom Bushtotsky shot 64 gross, were second place.
Look at that.
So you weren't very far out of, you were one shot out of second place.
Out of cashing, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, those guys that shot 60 gross,
yeah,
they were playing a different golf course.
Yeah. Well, they only beat you by three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second place in the net division were Jason Pierce and Terry Donahoe with 61. Your special event winners, Alex Carlisle, close to the hole on number 5 on the Pine. Number 8, Greg Bernstein, close to the hole, long drive, was Chris Gill for the men. Mulligan winner was John Donahue, and long drive for women was Mary McCarthy. So congratulations. And get ready, because our next event is August 22nd at Junior National. You're going to want to get signed up for this event. I'm telling you, folks, you're going to want to go out and play the golf course. They've redone the bunkers and the greens, and it is the most enjoyable layout in golf you're going to be able to play, with some really good par threes.
Yeah, well, it's another, they've redone it. They've given it a facelift, yep. And it's supposed to be really good. I haven't seen it, but everything I've heard has been wonderful.
3 weeks away, kids.
Yep. So in the world of golf, we did have golf last week. Jackson Quaven, in his third start on the PGA Tour as a professional, he's had many more than that, but his third start as a PGA professional, is your 3M champion, holding off number one in the world, Scottie Scheffler, to be able to take down that victory. And here's what Jackson Quaven had to say when he was done.
I got where I needed to go, and then it kind of set in. I mean, I knew Scotty was charging when I was on 12 or 13. I just tried to keep making pars, throwing some birdies, and keep my head down.
What's that feel like when the world number one's being breathing down your neck?
It's not fun, but he caught me at Pro Core last year, and fortunately enough, I was able to best him this tournament, but he's in the world number one for a reason.
I mean, you look at Jackson Colvin. He's been getting so many accolades this week, and rightly so. He is very polished for a young player, and he's going to have more success. But you look at the wave of young players coming up: Jackson Colvin, Jackson Schuber, Luke Clanton. All these kids are coming out, and they are just. And I we've talked about it before. College golf is not like it was when we played.
Right.
We'd have two or three or four teams that have a dual meet. These kids go 10 times to, you know, courses in Hawaii and, you know, all these great golf courses all over the country, and they play with
battle tested.
Right, and they're all 25, top 25 teams, and they just go at it. So these kids are pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's much different. The college golf basically now is the minor leagues for the PGA Tour.
Exactly.
Basically is what it's become, and you're seeing it. Playing the...
Let's get back to that. The story of the week last week, I thought, was Muzzy Donahue.
Yeah.
He got the exemption after he won the Minnesota Open. So he opens up with 73. Right. Oops.
Yep.
Then he shoots 63.
Yep.
Yay!
Yep.
Then on Saturday, another 73. But he closes
still
up...
Not bad, though.
Closes up Sunday with 64.
Wow.
So he finished 11 under way back.
Pretty darn good.
Tied for 34th, and he made like a check for like $48,000. That's more money than that boy's won in his lifetime.
More money than he makes in a year working at the golf course.
And guys, you were talking about talent. So was Scottie Scheffler talking about talent after last week's 3M.
I mean, I feel like we're seeing a lot of really, really good young talent in the game today. I think when you see the guys coming out of college, they're really, really prepared, you know, even more prepared than we were coming out years ago. And I think a lot of times you can see that belief when they see some other guys have success and that guys that they're competing against. And then you get out here, it only can give these guys more confidence. And so we're seeing a ton of talent coming up from the college ranks and PGA Tour U. And I think it's really good for the sport and really good for our tour as well.
It's interesting the way he says that because he says back when we were coming up.
Right.
I mean, look at how much change there's been in 6 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny he mentions PGA Tour U. And PGA Tour U is just a point standing.
Right.
It's not like a special group of tournaments these kids play.
Right.
So the PGA Tour U helps these guys get closer to their card because of points they accumulate. But it's not like they're playing some special tour. So I don't know if that's the credit. I just think it's the competition. In golf, I think it's the Tiger effect where better athletic kids are playing golf. And I think it's also, listen, back when we were kids, we would have a couple lessons and would go play golf, right? You figured it out. You got the keys to your machine, you figured out your thing. These kids, the top flight amateurs and juniors,
they're at schools.
They're working with coaches all the time. They're playing a national schedule. They're all over the country. And unfortunately, the downside of that is it takes a lot of money to play a national junior schedule.
Right.
And so it's a little, I don't want to see it become non-inclusive.
Elitist, yes,
right.
Exactly.
But these kids are ready to go when they get out there.
Jerry Kelly wins the ISPS Honda Senior Open and hung on for his third major victory on the Champ Tour. Tommy Morrison, who is... right there along with Jackson Quaven. He won the Evans Scholar Invitational.
Now, this kid, Tommy Morrison.
Right.
6'9"
And a heck of a boxer.
And he only have a 46-inch drive.
Right. And he hits it a country mile.
Yeah.
Played at Texas. If you haven't heard the name, get ready for it. He's another one of these kids that has just got it all.
He and Johnny Kiefer, Jackson Quaven, all these guys, you're going to start seeing those three names quite often on the leaderboard coming next year for the PGA Tour. I am convinced that golf is only going to continue to get stronger.
Yes.
As long as the PGA Tour doesn't screw things up. The ISPS Handa Scottish Open.
Yes.
So Handa was into everything last week. Jenny Shin wins for the first time in 10 years, takes down the Scottish Open, and here's what she had to say when she was done.
We were actually getting timed for a while, and that helped me quite a bit because I was very impatient the entire day. I just wanted to get it over with, and the pace was just not moving. So when we got a warning, I was like, okay, I'm just going to go. And that helped me a lot.
Did you ever think in the time it's been since your last win 10 years ago now that it wasn't going to happen again? Or did you always have that self-belief that one day you'll be back in the winner's circle?
Yeah, my first win didn't really feel like a win at the time. I didn't feel like I deserved it. It felt very accidental. But this one definitely feels a lot different. This one feels like I earned it. I worked hard for it.
The Ryan Fox effect.
Right.
You know, and I think that you're going to start seeing players realize that only two things are going to happen when you hit a golf shot. It's going to be good or it's going to be bad.
Right.
Get up there, get set, and pull the trigger.
Yep.
I think that's one of the stories of the year, Ryan Fox encouraging fast play.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back as well. You're listening to, we're going to finish a recap of last week, then get into this week in the world of golf. You are listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. We're live on the Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
One app gets you opinion, analysis, and inside information from Arizona's biggest sports personalities. Plus, live streams, breaking sports news,
and play-by-play. Payoff pitch to Beatty. Swung on and hit out to deep center. Waldschmidt moving back, makes an over-the-shoulder catch.
Download the Arizona Sports app, presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners. Some great news from the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia. They're going through some course maintenance and improvements right now, but you can still play through the summer months from after 11 o'clock for just $35 when you mention the Bunker Special. Call ahead for availability and to check on course conditions before you go. And then remember, when you're done with your round, make sure you drop into V's Tap Room and have one of their best wood-fired pizzas in the valley and a full selection of their 16 local microbrews on tap. The Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia, the best golf value in the valley.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can choose the best coverage option for you. Because you know you. Like, you know that hiking isn't for you. Sure, it sounds nice to be in nature while exercising, but that's what a gym and houseplants are for. I mean, you don't even like walking upstairs. So why would you walk up a hill for miles? To what, end up high in the air? Come on, you know you're scared of heights. Only you know you. So get coverage options within your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you see this in your kitchen.
This stainless steel fridge is covered in fingerprints.
You hear this.
Leslie, people are going to think you were raised in a barn or by wolves, or raised in a barn by wolves.
Fortunately, Wyman Stainless Steel 3-in-1 cleans, shines, and protects to give you the best shine. A spray and a wipe will have your fridge shining like a mirror.
Wow, my fridge looks brand new. Your fridge looks amazing, Leslie. Sorry, I was being a little dramatic earlier.
Your kitchen says a lot about you. Let it brag with Wyman.
It's summer's last hurrah. Bunker to Bunker's last two-person scramble event of the summer is on Saturday, August 22nd at the Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Come celebrate with a fantastic day of breakfast, golf, and big raffle and prizes, all for just $100. There's even a free coupon for a second round of golf, with proceeds benefiting the Junior National Foundation, changing the lives of youth through the game of golf. Open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Arizona, when it's time for a new ride, there's only one name you need to know. Tim Hovick's Santan Ford. Big trucks, bold SUVs, hybrids, electric, all in stock, all ready to roll. At Tim Hovick's Santan Ford, you're not guessing on price. You're getting competitive deals, a massive selection, and a team that actually makes it easy. Upgrade the family ride or step into a truck that gets real work done. Either way, you're doing it with Tim Hovick. At Tim Hovick's Santan Ford, Val Vista and the 202 in Gilbert, or shop anytime at SantanFord.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
What's the perfect time to get your car or truck into the shop? Right now. Matt Allen hosts the Bumper to Bumper Radio. Whether it's the valley's extreme heat or the occasional cold morning, it's best to be prepared and not get stuck. Now, here's the easy part. Just go to BumperToBumperRadio.com to find one of our endorsed shops near you, where we can take care of all your automotive repair needs. And be sure to listen to Bumper to Bumper Radio. We're live every Saturday morning at 11, right here on 92.3 KTAR News Radio.
It's Van Halen.
The song is "You Really Got Me."
Today, headbanging music.
Yeah. No, it's great covers.
Oh, this isn't Van Halen?
This is Van Halen. The Kinks did this originally.
Oh, gosh, in the mid-60s. Yeah.
So I'm fine with the song, and then who did it first?
We just lost all our listeners with all this crappy.
No,
music.
This is good, man. Van Halen. Eddie and Eddie Van Halen band.
I need about four bourbons to get me to where I was numb enough where I couldn't hear this stuff.
We gave him country last week, so
that's right. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, anyway, we were recapping last week. Lucas Herbert was your individual champion at Live Golf UK last week, coming off of his great play at the British Open, or the Open Championship, as those snobs across the pond like to call it. And here's what Lucas Herbert had to say after his victory.
It was probably about the time where it was starting to get the most stressful. Tyrrell was making so many birdies that there was not a lot I could do. So then again, like off the golf course, you know, just sitting at night thinking about what you got in front of you and, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. And like, that's probably the hardest bit. Is honestly, it's at night time, just switching off between rounds. Once you get out here and you get in your warm-up and you start hitting balls and... You know, you kind of get into it and you get going and you free up. But, yeah, in between rounds, there's nothing you can do, and all you can do is think.
Yeah. Well, you spanked him pretty good.
Yeah, he did.
And I know we're going to probably talk about it later, but there's rumors that we might have been a little premature in our demise of Live Golf.
I know, right? We're going to get into that in just a little bit. You're exactly right.
I didn't hear this, so I can't wait to hear that.
It's very interesting. We're going to talk about it after we have our guest on after 7:30.
Fantastic.
In the USGA Junior Amateur, Mark McLaughlin takes down Miles Russell 6-5 in 36 holes. So it was pretty much a boat race. It was never even close, and I don't know, maybe Miles Russell ran out of gas, maybe?
Because he was looking really good last weekend.
Oh, my gosh, unbelievable.
They play like 6 rounds in 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 8 rounds in 5 days, or 6 days, yeah. But, you know, listen, Miles, so Noah McLaughlin heated up. He won 16, 17, 19, 21, 23, and 24. And that was really the difference in the match.
Yeah.
It's a great match. Listen, Noah McLaughlin was an alternate into the field.
Did I call him Mark? Yeah, oh well.
Yeah,
oh,
that's right.
That's right.
And Miles Russell was one of the top two or three seeds. But, again, this just goes to show you the quality of golf. Yeah. And these are juniors, right?
Right.
Noah McLaughlin's got a dang mustache.
So is there like an age restriction? I think, what
18
it?
And under.
Okay, gotcha.
18 and under for the junior.
You can't have reached your 18th birthday.
Okay. And then our final winner this week.
Man, how about this? the Arizona Junior Golf or the Junior Golf Association of Arizona, Ashley Shaw, who is on her way to a tournament in
our
LA
good friend
today,
Ashley Shaw. Yeah.
Then Michigan, then on to Georgia. She's not coming home. She's leaving. She's gone this afternoon. She won 4-3 over M. Wang. I'm not sure her first name. I apologize. Let me see. I can go back there. Michigan Wang. They played at Estancia.
Okay.
Wow.
Ashley Shaw. Check this out. So they had to qualify, right? So it was 16 players on the men's and the ladies' bracket.
Right.
So they didn't have a qualifier, but they just paired them up. And Ashley was seeded 10th and went on to win 4-3 yesterday. And made 20 over. I believe she made 21 birdies in the match play, over four or five rounds.
Wow,
that's a lot, and a couple eagles too. And just be in the sense of equity, I'm going to give you the boys' winner, Noah Yurgitan. I believe that's how you say it. Sorry, Noah, if I'm mispronouncing your name. Won the boys' division at 2-up. So
remind our listeners again, Ashley is how old? 17.
Nash Yurgitan. Ashley just turned 17.
Right, that's just crazy.
In high school, you can do this thing where you can change years.
Ahead
you can move up. You can reclassify.
Yeah.
So the golf coach at Georgia, she'd already committed to Georgia to go next year. And the coach at Georgia called her up and said, hey, listen, we were thinking about going to the transfer portal, but if you're ready to go, let's go. So she said yes. So she reclassified to 26. Everything you see about her is grad year 27.
So on top of that, she's smart.
Oh, yeah.
Because she got through school.
She's homeschooled.
I realize that, but still, you got to pass a certain test.
Her mom's her principal, and you do not want to mess around with her mother.
That's right.
She keeps her in line. But, you know, Ashley reclassified. She's on her way to Georgia, and it's going to be really cool to watch what she does at Georgia. Because, you know, folks, remember the name.
Yeah.
She's very unique in her style of play. She hits it a long way, and she's a very nice young lady.
All right. That gives you a quick recap of last week in the world of golf. This week in the world of golf, they're playing. They've only got one more regular season event after this week. Gosh, where did this summer go? It's just ridiculous.
August 1st.
They're playing the Rocket. They're playing the Rocket Classic for the last time at Detroit Golf Club. And boy, is the Golf Channel hyping Detroit and hyping Detroit Golf Club.
Hope it comes back.
And I hope it does too, somewhere on the schedule. Yeah. I think it'd be a great place for a fall event with the fall color changes and everything there in
Detroit.
Well,
if I'm the membership at Detroit Golf Club, I'm a little ticked off. We dump almost $8 million in the golf course.
16, to be exact.
16, excuse me.
Yeah.
$16 million in the golf course, and then say, we're not coming back. But what they did, which I think is really cool, a lot of, like the one lake, I think it's on 15, they drain that lake and let it go back natural, so it's a lot of fescue.
Cool, yeah.
And on the bunkers, they've got what they call eyebrow bunkers. So the grass on the face of the bunkers is growing up.
Yeah.
So not only do you have to get it over the grass, you've got to get it over the fescue eyebrows of the bunker.
Cool.
It's really cool.
Well, Cam Young, Patrick Cantlay, and Patrick Fishburn are all tied at 10 under par. They are your co-leaders. Rasmus Højgaard making a big move today. He's 6 under on his round, 9 under for the tournament. Matt Wallace is sitting there at 9 under par along with Ricky Fowler. Mm-hmm. Ricky just, he three-putted the 10th or 11th hole. I think it was the 11th hole. He three-putted it for bogey. And that was kind of his demise. At one point, he was 11 under par. He had the lead and then just made a couple bogeys coming in, shot 63, 68. But he's sitting there at 9 under par. Jordan Smith, Michael Brennan, Michael Kim, Peter Molnati, who was your first round leader, Chris Kirk, and the rest of the field are all at 8 under par. Xander Schauffele, Davis Riley, Ryan Gerard, keep watching that name, and Doug Gim all are at 8 under par. But Neil Shipley is in the field. We haven't heard much from Neil in quite some time. But he's in the field and playing, and here's what he had to say about trying to be consistent at this week's Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah, I think just approaching every week like we're out here to win. Like, it's every week's a big week because it is at this point in the season for me. I got to have some big finishes. And, just making sure that my preparation on Monday through Wednesday is really thorough and intense. Just trying to keep the foot on the gas, but in a conservative, controlled way that, especially out here, like, par is a really good score out here. It's tough. It's playing tough. And you can make a lot of bogeys real quick. So just trying to make sure that we're, know where the gas pedal is and keep our foot on it.
Right now, he's tied for 27th at 6 under par and sitting 100, projected for 176th. So he will not be on the PGA Tour next year. He's not even going to be on the Korn Ferry Tour. He's going to have to try and qualify for the Korn Ferry Tour.
Squandered his opportunity.
Well, I don't know if it's called squander, but it's pretty tough going from college golf where you're with a team and the coach is doing everything, and now you're out there on the PGA Tour having to do and find your way around yourself.
Of course. Well, it's just like these kids going to college, right? And it was just so funny. So I had this conversation yesterday. So you take a player that has been playing their junior schedule, and mom and dad are really kind of responsible for setting up this travel. Then they go to college. Coach takes care of everything, except when you get to the summer, right? Yep. And the summer, their coach is like, okay, I want you playing this, and this event. And now you're back to doing it on your own, right?
Or it's, mom and dad at home.
Right, but it's just a little bit different. Something real quick, I just want to point out.
Maturing, yes.
Yeah. Cameron Young shot 61.
Yes.
The number of these really low 60s rounds, just the golf courses aren't that easy. But the players have really gotten this mentality, okay, I made a birdie. Insisting, okay, I'm just going to hold on, make pars, fairways, and greens. They're trying to make more birdies. Yeah. They get hot.
They need to roll back the ball. I'm kidding. No. I'm kidding.
It won't matter.
They get hot, and they just get on a heater, and off they go.
They are playing the Portugal Open, where Rory Sabatini has moved way out in front. He's got a two-shot lead over Stuart Sink and Zach Johnson. Stuart Sink and Rory Sabatini are both 7-under on their rounds so far today. Zach Johnson, 4-under. Coming up that leaderboard, Padraig Harrington is at 5-under par and was the one that finished runner-up last week to Jerry Kelly. When we get back into it, we're going to talk about the Korn Ferry Tour. The women are playing their final major championship because there was another 59 shot this week.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about that and much, much more. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show can be heard every Saturday morning. We bring it to you live on our Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Quickly and Marotta Mornings.
An anniversary day.
Whose anniversary?
The anniversary of this show.
Is it really?
Oh, 13 years on the air.
Wow.
Yes.
13 years.
Is this the longest tenure either of you have had with?
Oh, by far.
Any partner, any job,
any relationship at all?
That's half my life.
Wow. I didn't get you a gift, Bic, but just know I am wearing something slinky.
Bickley and Murata, mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
When you see this in your kitchen,
the stainless steel fridge is covered in fingerprints.
You hear this.
Leslie, people are going to think you were raised in a barn or by wolves, or raised in a barn by wolves.
Fortunately, Wyman Stainless Steel 3-in-1 cleans, shines, and protects to give you the best shine. A spray and a wipe will have your fridge shining like a mirror.
Wow, my fridge looks brand new. Your fridge looks amazing, Leslie. Sorry, I was being a little dramatic earlier.
Your kitchen says a lot about you. Let it brag with Wyman.
Progressive provides protection for your boat and other outdoor vehicles so you can explore new things.
Oh, I can finally try Pesto.
We meant like water skiing.
I've just never had Pesto.
Or maybe take the boat somewhere new.
I mean, is Pesto spicy or sweet? Oh, guess we'll find out, right?
Right. Bundle home or auto insurance with your boat, RV, or motorcycle and stay protected with Progressive while you explore.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not ready for Pesto.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Brad. I've had pain and various physical issues that I could not get to the bottom of with my physician and dietitian. I heard Bill Ross Fitness Solutions testimonials, so I called for a free consultation. Bill tailored a specific program for me and identified that my body was out of balance. I've lost weight, gained strength, and alleviated the pain with Bill and his team of specialists. For a free consultation and $100 off of the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Looking for the perfect summer golf escape? Discover Verado Golf Club in Buckeye, featuring two championship courses, breathtaking mountain views, and incredible summer value. Beat the heat with complimentary ice-cold mango towels all summer long. Plus, enjoy the brand-new Tag Marshall GPS system launching in June with live yardages and pace tracking right in your car. For a family bonus, kids 17 and under play free and practice free with a paying adult. Bring your whole family out to enjoy golf at Verado. Book your tee time today at VeradoGolfClub.com.
Kids play for free. That's right. Kids play free at Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Formerly known as Trace Rios Golf Course, it's now operated by the nonprofit Junior National Foundation, dedicated to growing the game and supporting the next generation of golfers while remaining open to the public for golfers of all ages. Come out, have fun, and discover the exciting improvements taking place at the course. Learn more at juniornationalgolf.org today.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest.
Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Good morning, Bunker to Bunker fans. I'm Keith Chapman, owner of Bonehouse Brewing in Fountain Hills, the craft brewery where Arizona history, legend, and great beer come together. Step off the course and into our 1800s mining-inspired tap room, packed with local stories and award-winning brews. Whether you just birdied the 18th or need a little help forgetting a rough round, there's always a seat and a story waiting for you at Bonehouse. Swing by and discover why we're the best 19th hole in town.
It's not them. Your girlfriend, Cheryl Crow.
Oh, yeah.
Greg knows.
Yeah, I was going to say Cheryl Crow on that one.
Greg's going to get the next.
Former school teacher from St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah. Became a superstar.
Yeah.
Speaking of superstars, we've got a superstar joining us right now to talk about a major championship in the state of Arizona, and that is the executive director for the Southwest section. Bernie Eaton is joining us right now. Good morning, Bernie, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. First off, it's been a long time since we've talked section stuff, so we're glad to have you on and always enjoy being able to talk about what's going on in the Southwest section. But starting on Monday, you've got a big event starting. The Arizona Open will be at a classic Arizona golf course, going to be played at Papago. What a great venue to be able to hold a major championship.
Yeah, we are so excited to be back at Papago this year. It's to be the third year in a row at Papago, and we couldn't be more thankful to Daryl and Derek Crawford and Zach Amsler and the team and Troon for hosting this event. I was just out there yesterday marking the golf course with my team, and I've never seen it in better condition. There is so much green grass. The greens are pure. The rough is up, and if there's a brown spot on the fairways, we couldn't find it yesterday. I'm telling you, the golf course is mint.
That is absolutely amazing. Great layout. The redo that happened many, many years ago has really made that golf course a great test of golf and probably one of the best city golf courses in the country.
Oh, I would agree with you for, you know, with the city card and the programs that Troon offers and the whole vibe at Papago and the hang at Lou's and the whole facility. I mean, the dollar value for that property is, I don't think you can match it anywhere. It's I would say it's probably comparable for Phoenix for Beth Page or something of that nature, that the redo, the layout, you know, the location, the staff, everything, just the whole atmosphere is first class, and we're so excited, as I mentioned, to be there again this year for the Arizona Open.
Well, Bernie, this is Jim, and you know, it's the Arizona Open. It's probably the major of the schedule every year, and it's not easy to play in this thing. You guys had 6 full qualifiers. Wow. To get into the event. Tell our listeners a little bit about the field and how people are getting in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, we have 6 qualifiers. We do have some exemptions from year to year, past champions. We have some exemptions for our section PGA professionals, our JGAA champion, Arizona amateur champion. The field is set at 156 players each year, and we do have 6 qualifiers for about 80 to 90 spots in the field, and we had this year roughly 400 players trying to qualify. And we're thankful to our qualifier spots as well, McCormick Ranch, Aguila, Lone Tree, multiple courses throughout Las Vegas National, a lot of golf courses that we have throughout our sections that say, yeah, we want to be a part of it, and we couldn't be more grateful for that.
And it's interesting, the scores to be able to qualify for the Arizona Open back when I was playing, you could shoot at McCormick Ranch was always one of the qualifiers, or the Wigwam was one of the qualifiers, and I would go there and shoot 76 and qualify. Now, if you're not under par, you're not qualifying for the Arizona Open anymore.
That's about right.
Yeah, pretty remarkable.
No, you're so right, Greg. We had a nice young man from the Portland area who actually knew one of my interns. It was a funny situation, but he came out to Moon Valley Country Club and shot 8 under.
Wow.
Wow.
That's absolutely remarkable. So what's in store for the event this week as far as setup? How far back will the players play? And what do you have planned for the golf course for the tournament week?
Yeah, absolutely. So the tournament kicks off Monday, 7 a.m. starting times on both 1 and 10. We have a morning and afternoon wave. And first and second round will be held Monday and Tuesday. And then we will make the cut to the low 50 in ties for the final round. The golf course is going to play as a par 70 from about 7,300 yards, number one and number 10. We're going to move those up and play as par fours. So that gets it to a par 70 versus the par fives. And then, I can't really disclose a whole lot of the goodies that we have in store for the players in terms of we'll move some tees around every couple days. That way we have some, you know, different clubs on the par threes and maybe make a hole or two drivable or something like that. We've not quite finalized in our decisions for, the second and third round. But the first round is set. It's going to be, you know, all the way back, and it's going to be a bear. The rough is up. The ball's kind of sitting down a little bit, and we're looking forward to it to challenging the best players that are coming here to our state for our state open, and competing for a $140,000 purse.
Wow. That's up quite a bit from back when I was playing. Good for you for making that event a major championship in the section again and making it worthwhile for all these players that are coming in from around the country to be able to play in the event. And that's why it's called Arizona Open. It's open. Anybody can play in it.
Bernie.
Go ahead. Sure.
Well, I was just going to give you an opportunity to shout out your sponsors who make that purse possible.
Yeah, absolutely. We could not do this. Our major sponsor, of course, is Ping on this event. And Ping has been a longtime section sponsor for over 30 years. And we could not be more thankful to the Solheim family, the entire company, and just all the employees. We have Marty Jurtsens playing in the field, who's a longtime Ping player. Sure. Jeff Mueller from GCU has been a longtime Ping staffer. And Ping's our major, major player on this event.
That's fantastic.
So one final question for you, Bernie. Can people come out and watch the Arizona Open out there at Papago?
Absolutely. More than encouraged. We don't allow any spectator carts, but they're more than welcome to come out and watch. I would encourage them to come out to Lou's. You know, come out to Lou's Bar and Grill there at Papago. You know, grab an iced tea or a frosty beverage. And, you know, welcome to, you know, walk in the golf course. You know, 1 in 10 are right there by the clubhouse and the putting green. So it's a great opportunity to watch the players tee off. Scoring will be right at Evie's Pavilion, right outside of it. So, you know, we'll be able to see the players come in. We do the old-fashioned, Greg, you'll love this, the old-fashioned calligraphy scoreboards out
nice.
There
nice.
Outside the golf shop. And we have, you know, electronic scoring for players in the hospitality area. But, no, as spectators are more than encouraged to come out and cheer on these fantastic golfers.
And it's great because 9 Green comes back to the clubhouse. You can hang out by 9 Green, watch players come in, watch your favorite player come in. 18, just over, just about maybe 50 yards from the clubhouse. So you can go over and watch from there.
And the practice tee's right there. You can watch these guys hit golf balls.
The practice tee that is the home course for the ASU Sun Devils and see all of the practice area there. Well, Bernie, thanks for joining us, and have a great Arizona Open. What edition is this of the Arizona Open?
This is the 83rd edition, and thank you guys so much for having me today, and maybe we'll see you next week.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot. That's Bernie Eaton joining us, the executive director for the Southwest Section PGA, with the 83rd playing of the Arizona Open at Papago. It's a great location, folks.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Just go check out the golf course. If you've never played the golf course, go out and watch these guys play. And then book your time and go and see the Crawfords. Derek and Daryl Crawford do a wonderful job in making you feel welcome at their golf course. You're going to enjoy it. And like Bernie said, make sure you go into Lou Grubb's pub there and be able to enjoy lunch and maybe an adult beverage.
So they said the purse is $140,000. When you guys played, you got like coffee and sandwiches, didn't you?
And you're hoping to get a tea gift.
I said, yeah. Exactly.
But, you know, there's former tour players in here, Jim Carter, Rob LaBrosse.
Oh, wow, look at that.
This is a big deal, folks.
Real deal.
This is a huge old
Jim. Jim Hardknose is in the field. It's a good field, man. It's really, really good.
And that's a good golf, very, very tough, can be tough golf course.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we will put a wrap on this week in the world of golf updates, because there are some more to be able to go through.
Yes, sir.
As well as there's new money.
Yes, there
new
is.
New money coming in. By golly, we're going to talk about
happen.
That. And much, much more. Also, maybe sneak in a golf tip of the week while we're at it. But you are listening to Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We'll be back with more golf after this.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
And there is the injury situation. We're talking about Corbin Burns coming back from an injury. We're talking about Michael Soroka. By the way, frat boys, how good was Michael Soroka? How good was he when he was in the rotation for the Arizona Diamondbacks? You talk about all the injuries the Diamondbacks have. And if you're telling me Justin Martinez is close, okay? AJ Puck, at some point in time. Listen, I think there's a real possibility you could build the argument, you could build the case where the Arizona Diamondbacks do nothing at the trade deadline.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hi, Matt Allen here for Bumper to Bumper Radio. Summer's back, and so is Bumper to Bumper Radio's Summer of Love for Phoenix Children's Hospital. Keep yourself and your car running cool this summer with trusted service, repairs, and expert advice at any Bumper to Bumper Radio approved shop. Now through Labor Day, pass along the love to Phoenix Children's Hospital. Just donate $1 and we'll match it for the kids. Find participating shop locations and learn more at BumperToBumperRadio.com.
Hi, I'm John Leonetti, founder of Birdie Golf Grips. Our trade secret rubber blend delivers the perfect feel, tack, and control for more confidence on every swing. So get professionally fit at locations across the valley, and bunker-to-bunker golfers save 20% with promo code B2B. Upgrade your game without breaking the bank. Visit birdiegolfgrips.com or call 623-224-7030. That's 623-224-7030. Birdie Golf Grips. Grip better, play better.
This feeling is brought to you by Aleve for Arthritis Pain Relief. What feeling is that? Well, it's the feeling you feel when you have relief from arthritis pain. It's that my hands don't hurt just holding things feeling. That, wow, I can actually move well feeling. You know, that go about your day without worrying about every little movement or ache feeling. Oh, yeah. Because Aleve targets arthritis pain at the source of inflammation for long-lasting relief, so you can keep moving through it. Feel up to 12 hours of arthritis pain relief with one dose. Feel Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped Good RX and saw the light.
She can get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Bang. Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, it's Gambo, and I'm with the president of Asset Preservation, Wealth and Tax, Stuart Willis. Stuart, I've got a friend going through a divorce. He's worried about what it could do to his retirement. What should someone in that situation be thinking about?
Well, Gambo, the biggest thing is this. Divorce doesn't just divide assets. It can completely rewrite your retirement plan. Someone may have thought they were only 5 years away from retirement, but after dividing retirement accounts and pensions, home equity, income, and future expenses, that timeline may change.
So how do you help someone get clarity?
Well, we cash flow out the new retirement picture. At Asset Preservation, we use planning software like eMoney to model out their income, expenses, taxes, Social Security, everything. We don't replace the divorce attorney, but we can help people understand whether the settlement supports their long-term retirement goals.
Call Asset Preservation Wealth and Tax at 602-877-PLAN or go to AssetPreservationWealth.com.
Investment Advisory Services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of A1 Garage Door Service. My mom recently moved into a new home with a builder-grade garage door. Noisy, flimsy, and not built to last, so we're fixing that. Mom, you're my hero. When I was growing up, she worked 3 jobs just to save our house.
And helped you build this company.
Now I'm giving her a beautiful new garage door that's built to last. The garage is 40% of your home's curb appeal. When it looks good and it works great,
life is good. Thanks, Tommy.
From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one.
A1 from day one.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive. H is for honesty and I is for integrity. It's the only option. We've built our business on those two principles since 2009. We're thankful to our customers and our employees for helping us grow to 3 locations serving our customers in the East Valley. Check us out on Main Street in Mesa, Higley Road in Gilbert, and on Ocotillo in Queen Creek. 3 locations, same principle. For more information, go to hndiautomotive.com.
Greg should get this one.
Well, this was, this is Ambrosia?
This is the best album of this year.
Wasn't the original Ambrosia?
This is Player.
Player.
And they knocked out the Bee Gees and Saturday Night Fever in 1978 with this. But this is a redo. And Greg got...
It's got to be a country guy.
Exactly. Keith Urban.
Baby, come back. Wow.
He does... has 9 or 10 yacht rock quote unquote covers in an album called Flow State. And I'm telling you guys, I am beating this thing to death on my Spotify.
Really?
I sing all the songs in my car, which is horrible. We do every song. There's one new one with he and Michael McDonald. But this guy, I have a new respect for Keith Urban, who I respected anyway. First of all, he dissed, what's her name? Oh, my God, Kidman, get out. But he's quite the guitarist, and he can tell this.
His one that's just blowing up the charts right now. Another one of the yacht rockers.
Summer Breeze.
Yeah, exactly.
She goes across. We're going to do a yacht rock and all this.
How funny is this? Yacht rock is getting covered by today's artists.
Right.
And well. Right. And because they're seeing success. Because guess what, guys? We all listen to it again.
Right.
This is great. Good music is good music.
Let's talk a little golf.
Why not?
So, it came out this week. First of all, we have no idea whether LIV Golf is going to exist. There's rumors that the team championship isn't going to happen this year. It's supposed to happen in a couple weeks due to funding. But it looks like, Jim, they might have hit the lottery.
Yeah, so the rumor is that HSBC is jumping in with both feet.
They're legitimate.
They're being pretty close to the vest with it as far as what it is. But just when everybody thought that LIV Golf was flatlining, they found some investors, evidently. Now, how true that is, if it's just rumor, but I don't think they'd come out with this kind of inferred statement that they were getting money if they weren't. So I think it's pretty good bet that they're going to have some money. Now, they're going to have to restructure a lot of things.
Right.
First place going to go. They're going to go from $20 million purses down to $10 million purses.
Which is still not, it's better than the
average PGA
second track
tour,
on the PGA Tour.
Right.
But the other thing is they're getting out from underneath a lot of the guaranteed contracts.
There you go.
A lot of them are expiring at the end of this year. So now they can, they can go back in, and even with the existing contracts, they might rework them a little bit. But they're doing some things. They're throwing a Hail Mary is what they're doing, and I think they're getting some connection.
Yeah.
So, interestingly enough, if LIV decides to file bankruptcy, they don't have to pay all those guys.
Right.
And some of those on the hook are John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Tyrrell Hatton, Joaquin Neiman, who signed multi-year deals, and the restructured 2.0 would offer the players equity in exchange. Right. Okay, Jim, so basically they lost over $500 million.
Right.
I'm going to give you 10% of the loss. Wow, is that enticing? I can hardly wait.
So here's what's going to happen, in my opinion. So they're going to go to these guys and say, listen, we owe you X amount of dollars, and we're going to give you X amount percent equity. And they're going to, if they have options, the John Rahms, the Bryson DeChambeaus, the Tyrrell Hatton, they will have options on places to play. The European Tour will welcome back with open arms. But the guys that don't have options, that they're going to get told, well, yeah, you can go try to go through Q School or go try to qualify for the Korn Ferry Tour. Those are going to be the guys that say, well, okay, let's give it a whirl.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is, if you have the no-name guys that are still there, there's even less eyeballs, and less than zero is hard to make it work again. The thing, that's why it goes away.
Let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say they've got 10 top players in the world, not in the top 10, but 10 top players in the world, okay? All right, when their contracts dry up, if they decide to leave and come back to the PGA Tour or go to the DP World Tour, what are you going to have? You're going to have
nobody's
Ian
watching
Poulter
now.
And
well, Ian Poulter's getting ready to play the Champs Tour.
I know.
But you're going to have David Puig.
Yeah.
No, but here's the difference, right?
Does.
Now, they're going to pick and choose their locations where they've had good fan attendance.
Yeah.
And the guys aren't going to want to travel to South Africa.
If you don't have options, you're willing to travel to Vietnam.
But again,
But what's going to happen is they're going to try to get a little more grassroots-ish. Now, here's the thing. For golf junkies like the three of us, or maybe two of us and you, but
isn't that nice?
Well, no, I didn't mean that disrespectfully, but Greg and I, we fall down in the minutiae, right?
Right.
But so they build this grassroots. If the Corn Ferry is on and nothing else is on, I'll watch the Corn Ferry.
Oh, yes.
I watched Liv. Yeah.
And if so, I don't care if you have no names, the golf is still going to be good golf. Right? And these guys are going to make names for themselves. It'll be like watching Corn Ferry.
I mean, generically, guys, you know golf on TV is in a great state. The PGA Tour ratings are up. LPGA is even doing okay. Nobody can find Liv.
But the interesting thing is,
find Liv.
That's the interesting thing is I think I watched 3 minutes of Liv golf this year. Well, I DVR all of them.
Yeah. I think last weekend I was up getting ready doing my show.
I flipped it on
prep.
Too, exactly.
It came on Fox 10. I was like, I'll watch this. And it was good golf.
But surprised by that.
Right.
We know where the other golf's always going to be.
But I think they're going to try to make it more consumable. Like I said, they're going to scrap this plan and go with new plans. Yeah. But if you tell tour players, good golfers, not the top guys, but hey, listen, we're playing for $10 million this weekend. Yeah, you're going to get
again. That'll go away because there'll be no eyeballs. They can't sustain that. That the Saudi money sustained them artificially.
Right, I agree. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, it will still be consumed. Maybe not at the level of the PGA Tour. In fact, I doubt the level of PGA Tour.
No way.
But
no
when
way
they
near.
When they get this influx of cash, they're gonna do some things. It will be a second tier tour. Now, there's no doubt about it.
No way, shape, or form. It'll be fifth level.
It's going to be interesting to watch what happens. The Asian Tour is no longer affiliated with Live Golf, and that was one of the springboards from the Asian Tour. Yeah, it came out last week from the Asian Tour to Live Golf. That was one of the ways to be able to qualify. That's one of the things they had to do to get world ranking points and stuff like that.
That's too bad.
So they no longer have an affiliation with the Asian Tour. It will be very interesting to see how Live 2.0 comes to be and what players stick around. There's already players talking and figuring for Plan B. And I can tell you this right now, that if they don't change this team thing to being a team thing, rather than just everybody going out there play golf and okay, you count your three of four scores, well, big flipping deal. Make it team against team, head-to-head, stroke play, and still have your individual on the side. But the team play is not going to take off if they don't change the structure of that.
Well, I think they're going to clean sheet the whole thing and redo it.
All right, when we come back, we are going to make the turn. We're going to make the turn with a golf tip of the week. We've got some For the Love of the Game coming up and much, much more. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show is live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons.
We've had four players on now in the time that we've been here, and every single one have said, we're going to be better. We're going to be better than people think. We're coming. What do you think leads to this team being in a position to surprise people like that?
I think the belief in each other, the belief in our team, the belief in what we have in the building, it's really about us. It's not about what everyone else is doing. It's about what we can do, and we do have a tremendous offensive skill. We have a tremendous offense, and I'm just excited to see us go and let it loose. And I think we can shock a lot of people, and we just got to go out there and do it.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
On or off the course, Antigua's elevated golf collection brings performance and style together like never before. From polos and quarter zips to refined layering pieces, every look is crafted with innovative fabrics and effortless comfort. Great style should move with your game and make an impression long after the final putt. Antigua Apparel. Elevate your look. Arrive comfortably.
How about that?
Shop the collection now at AntiguaApparelShop.com.
When your joints hurt every day and you've been told you need surgery, it can feel like there's only one option. But remember, once a joint is replaced, there's no going back. Before you schedule surgery, get a second opinion from QC Kinetics. Whether it's bone-on-bone arthritis, a torn meniscus, or years of wear and tear, surgery isn't the only conversation you should have. Talk to QC Kinetics about how they use regenerative treatments to deliver relief to patients like you here in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. They concentrate tiny healing tools within your body right in the spot that's actually causing the pain. The whole idea is to give you a real shot at holding off on surgery, or in some cases, avoiding it altogether. Don't just accept surgery is your only choice. Call QC Kinetics today for a second opinion. The consultation is totally free. Clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN.
Finding a solution for a faulty transmission doesn't have to be hard. Hi, I'm Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family-owned and operated here in Phoenix since 1968. Our mission's simple. Diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. From service and repair to full replacement, you'll get honest work, expert care, and a solid warranty you can trust. Automatic Transmission Exchange. Check out our reviews at autotransexchange.com today.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With Experience Beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with Experience Beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks and a member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
KMPP FM Phoenix, live from the Casino Arizona and Talking Stick Resort Studio. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Toto did the original.
That's correct.
Was this Asia?
Africa.
One of those Weezer. Yes. I like Weezer.
They did a whole album of covers, apparently. So yeah.
I just realized I forgot one of my favorite covers of all time. Dave Grohl did, what's his band?
Foo Fighters?
Foo Fighters, thank you. They did a cover of Prince's Starling Nikki, which we can't play on the air.
Right.
It's a fantastic version.
All right, we done?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Very important question for you. What time is it?
It is time for the highly informative and the very dependable golf tip of the week. Getting down to the edge of the FedEx Cup points race style.
All right. This week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the new Shady Rays golf polarized golf eyewear. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet. You don't ask, you don't get, and if you don't go for it, you're not going to get it. So just trying to live life like that, really.
This was said recently.
Yes, it was.
All right, this week's tip of the week is foam roller.
Foam roller.
Oh, and I know that for a fact, Greg, that you use this.
I do.
Yeah.
But not in the context of which I'm going to use it for today.
Gotcha.
So, folks, you need to have a foam roller in your life. It is so important for you not only to be able to maybe roll out your IT bands or to roll out your hamstrings to keep those loose and stretched.
Lower back.
Feeling good, or your back, any of those areas. But you can also utilize it with your golf swing. And that's the real cool thing about this foam roller tip that I'm about to give you.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a foam roller, and I want you to get it, put the foam roller in your hands so that the foam roller is like a golf club.
Okay.
In your hands. I want you to put your, if you're a right-handed golfer, your left hand on the front, your right hand on the back of it. And
you're talking lengthwise.
Lengthwise.
Okay.
And what I want you to do, I want you to get set up in your golf setup, and I want you to make a backswing. I want you to make a turn. And I want you to see where your hands are in that backswing. What should happen to be able to do it properly is as you're taking that club back and you're getting to about the 9 o'clock position, sure, that right hand should be on top of that foam roller. The left hand should not be on top. Now you've got the ball, you've got the foam roller or your club in a bad position. You've got to get it so as you take that club back, that right hand is on top of the foam roller. And if you will do that, you'll be able to make a proper golf swing on the backswing. And as you're coming back through, you're going to be able to swing the golf club back down your line properly. So the backswing, in my opinion, you know, they always talk about, well, do you really need a backswing? Because all you're doing is using energy going back, and because you don't build any momentum up in the backswing when you make a backswing, because it stops, and then from the top is where all of the speed and everything come from. So it doesn't matter if you do a backswing or not, it matters from the bottom down. But what the backswing does is it gets your body and your hands in the proper position to, when you do make your downswing, be able to return in the proper position to be able to make great contact with the golf ball. So I want you to get a hold of a foam roller, and I want you to practice making backswings and seeing where that right hand is. If it's not right on top of the foam roller, then you're making an improper backswing, and you're never going to be able to make a great forward swing. So that is your golf tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. If you haven't stopped in to see the Shady Rays store at Kierland Commons, you've got to go check them out. They've got all of the new incredible styles and the brand new Talon Elite line, especially designed for fishing. They've got other styles for golf and everyday wear. And remember, you scratch them, you break them, you even lose them, Shady Rays is going to cover them with an industry-leading satisfaction guarantee. And right now you can get 30% off with a bunker-to-bunker special with the promo code B2B at the Scottsdale store or at ShadyRays.com. Shady Rays, live hard, we got you. Jim, who said this? You don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah.
And if you don't go for it, you're not going to get it. So just trying to live life like that, really.
Well, I believe that was Charlie Hull, the smoker prankster of the LPGA.
Oh, man, she's getting ripped right now?
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
You know what?
First of all, I don't understand the prank, why she would do that. But
So I did something like that one time.
Yeah.
I went down, I got up early. Remember they used to print the lottery numbers in the newspaper on Sunday morning?
Here it goes.
I scrambled down to the convenience store and bought yesterday's winning numbers left on the counter. And I said to this person, hey, have you checked the lottery numbers?
Yeah.
And they checked
them. Oh, my God.
That was terrible.
Oh, so anyway, yeah, Charlie Hull is tied for sixth right now, or she was anyway through Friday, but 9 professional wins, 3 LPGA wins, 5 LET wins, 10 top 10 finishes in majors in her career, and tied for second in this year's U.S. Open.
And back to your golf tip for a minute. I wish we'd had cameras on here because you could see Jim and I trying to imitate what Greg's trying to instruct us to do. It's a great golf tip. Very, very, very visual in my mind.
Hey, Greg, yes. On that, so if you're a right-handed golfer, your right hand is on top of that foam roller. One part I think might be worth including, if I am assuming correctly, is the bottom of the foam roller or the back of your left hand is pointing at the target line.
Well, it's pointed down. If the right hand is on top, the left hand's got to be on the bottom.
Right, and but your target line, the two railroad tracks,
it should be pointing at that. Turn your target line. Tremendous.
Okay.
Yep. All right, so for some reason, my computer has decided to say I've got a virus.
All right.
And it's not letting me get back into my screen. I don't know what's going on. You're going viral. I am. I did. I went viral. And it says stop. I try to stop. I can't. Wants me to proceed. I'm not going to blow up the computer.
Where would you like to go next?
I'd like to go to, let's see. I was going to do some recap, but you know what? Let's do the Lucas Glover stuff.
Good idea.
Because this is real important. There's three tournaments that have now been already titled for the championship series. The Farmers, which is no longer the Farmers.
Right.
So Torrey Pines is getting one.
And API.
And Hilton Head is getting one. And then there's a new one that is going to replace the Rocket Mortgage. Somba is a Japanese financial investment firm.
And Arnold Palmer got a championship series, I think, yesterday.
Oh, did they?
Isn't that Somba? Isn't that going to be in Napa? Is that the one in Napa?
It is this year, or in 2027, but in 2028, it's going to become a championship series event. So basically what they're having to do is they're putting up $30 to $35 million. So do you think that WM is going to step up and put up $30 to $35 million to be able to be one of the championship series events? This is going to be very interesting to see how this all transpires. Will RBC put up $30 to $35 million to be able to make sure that the Canadian Open is one of those events? It's very, very interesting to see where this is going
to
go.
Well, it goes back to my rewind statement of always. The rule of unintended consequences are happening right before our very eyes.
Well, let's hear from Lucas Glover on the differences between Tier 1 and Tier 2. He was on the Player Action Committee, so here you go.
I hate to use the word complaint, but my biggest issue with this, and I brought it up a few times, and it does kind of stink, honestly. But with what we're asking these 24 or 5 sponsors to put up and do, they probably deserve commercially for their investment to be protected if a guy wants to go down. Well, that could, you know, commercially or on paper or in their mind, lower their investment.
Right.
And raise somebody else's that didn't put up the same amount of money.
Yeah.
So commercially, I see it.
Well, what he's talking about is what we talked about previously.
Well, Scottie Scheffler going to 3M for the first time is a great example.
Well, let's just say that the RBC Canadian Open is a Tier 2 event. Let's say it's a Tier 2 event. And let's say there's
Scottie wants to play it.
Scottie wants to play in the Canadian Open, play all the national Opens.
Yeah.
But then, so he skips the Track 1 event, which is XYZ Corporation has put up $35 million, and RBC's put up $20 million.
Right.
So I see exactly what he's saying. But here's, you asked if WM's going to put up $35 million. They're going to figure that out, and they're going to say, okay, we'll do it because we've had such success. But they're gonna expect an ROI, and that is the buzzword in golf right now.
Yes.
You've got, and it's a business, you know, standard forever. You've got to see return on investment. People just don't give you money. It's like the mob, you know, they don't give you money just for the sake of giving you money. Be nice guys.
All right, when we come back, we're gonna hear from our business partner Michael Henry to talk about the big event coming up in just 3 weeks. At the Junior National Golf Course in Goodyear. You're going to want to get out there and see it. And we're going to have Michael Henry talking about it with us in just a few minutes. And then after that, we'll do For the Love of the Game and Rapid Fire. Man, do we have a bunch going on right here on the number one golf show in Arizona for over 35 years. The Bunker Bunker Golf Show has been bringing it to you live right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
East Valley, West Valley, North Side, South Side, and Central. Arizona Sports covers high school sports all over the valley. Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on the Kevin McCabe Show. If it involves competition on a court, field, pitch, rink, or track, the Dean is talking about it on the Arizona Sports app on your phone and 98.7 in your car. The Kevin McCabe Show, Saturday mornings 9 to 11.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, the PGA Tour season is wrapping up, but we will be out at the Trophy Bar for the Tour Championship, and we'll be there for the President's Cup as well. So make sure that you join us out there and come out on one of our remotes and be able to see the Trophy Bar. It is absolutely amazing. We're going to have some great Shady Rays giveaways. Tim Hovick always has some great swag to give away. The Trophy Bar is the bunker-to-bunker home for all the PGA majors, as well as the President's Cup in September. So mark your calendar to join us. The Trophy Bar, your home for sports, cars, and spirits. Any day of the week in downtown Ocotillo, off Price and Queen Creek in Chandler.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner at A1 Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. At A1 Garage Door Service, our monthly service plan will keep your garage door running smoothly so you never have to deal with a broken garage door. There's never a good time for your garage door to break, whether you're rushing to work or you're trying to get the kids to school. We know how much you rely on your garage door. That's why we offer same-day repairs, because life doesn't wait, and neither should you. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Our springs are the toughest in the industry, backed by our lifetime warranty. That's right. Fix them once and you're covered for life. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Call A1 Garage Door Service and you'll be smiling today.
At the UPS store, we get it. Being a small biz owner requires grit and hustle, but you don't have to do it alone. We've got your back. You put your heart and soul into your biz, we put ours into packing and shipping. While you're keeping track of your custom-made orders, our mailboxes are keeping your packages safe. Because we're here to help you be unstoppable with shredding, printing, notary, and more. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
It's where every home run memory and walk-off victory is stored. Your brain shapes you, defines you, makes you you. But as any ball player knows, a brain or spine condition can change the game. That's why Barrow Neurological Institute is always swinging for the fences, pushing the boundaries of neuroscience medicine. Ranked top 10 in the U.S., Barrow helps patients hold on to their dreams, their memories, and themselves right here in Arizona. Barrow Neurological Institute, minding what matters most. Visit barrowneuro.org to learn more.
What's the perfect time to get your car or truck into the shop? Right now. Matt Allen, host of Bumper to Bumper Radio. Whether it's the valley's extreme heat or the occasional cold morning, it's best to be prepared and not get stuck. Now, here's the easy part. Just go to bumpertobumperradio.com to find one of our endorsed shops near you, where we can take care of all your automotive repair needs. And be sure to listen to Bumper Radio. We're live every Saturday morning at 11, right here on 92.3 KTAR News Radio.
In life for free.
This is the song that got me to the great covers. Because this is obviously the Beatles, or right. The Beatles probably covered it too. I was watching The Wedding Singer, and this crazy version by the Flying Lizards, of all things, came on. Has that great covers. Yeah, so these things come in my brain.
Speaking of covers, what was that movie with Zach Galifianakis? In Vegas.
Hangover?
Hangover, yeah. At the wedding when the guy does the cover of Candy
yeah.
Shop.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We're talking too much music, Jimmy. Dad's mad.
We are so far off the rails right
actually,
now.
Actually, we're not. We're actually kind of on the rails.
Well, we're about 10 minutes behind, okay. But anyway. Joining us right now is Michael Henry with NBH Marketing and... like I said, had a huge successful event last week out at McCormick Ranch, and we're going to Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear.
Wow.
Michael, it's in Goodyear. And it's August 22nd. And give our listeners a little preview of what they can expect.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I wanted to come on and talk about it. And thanks, Greg, for the recap of last week, because we are in midsummer. And we had a great event at McCormick Ranch last week. And so we're kind of turning the corner. And that was our summer throwback, technically, in July that we just had last Sunday. And now we're moving towards what we call the summer's last hurrah event for us. And we do it every year. And it's always in August. And, yes, it's hot. But here's the cool thing. A couple really little quick tips is for our players who haven't played and for the ones who have, they know we do this. We do them very early in the morning. So we're technically, I think our shotgun at coming up at Junior National Golf Club is 7. So technically, we're always shooting for, we're all about pace of play, so we're shooting for like an 8, 9, 10, 11, 11, 11:30. You're off the course before it really starts to heat up, and you've had your breakfast, you had an incredible day, and you're back poolside. So the other real killer thing that I wanted to talk about, and we're going to have David Cass, the general manager for Junior National Golf Club and the Junior National Golf Foundation. David's going to come on here next week to tell us a little of the backstory, but I'll give you a really quick version. Greg, you know, and I've always gone out to Estrella, and you live out there. It's your neighborhood. You're driving out to Estrella Mountain Ranch. You look over to the left, and you're like, what is that golf course, right? What is that golf course?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd always be looking over there and go, what is that? Well, it was a Muni-like course, Tres Rios, for years. And years later and decades later, John Wall, who is a very successful local but successful by the way at Silicon Valley entrepreneur, and he grew up in golf, caddied there, did all these different things, and he came back and he had a vision with him and his wife Linda. They said, you know what, we love that golf course, we're going to renovate it and take it over. They came in, made a price happen on it, and bought the course. They actually leased the land because that sits on both city land and is right up against the trust, right on the basically the cusp of the Estrella Mountain Preserve. It's a beautiful piece of property. But the course was a parkland-style course that, you know, kind of like a Papago, you know, a little bit. Parkland, you know, you can play all over. It was wall-to-wall grass. It was originally the bones and the architecture were amazing. But over the years, it had kind of gone downhill. Well, they came in, and John and Linda came in and sunk a ton of money in it. And they called me probably 5-6 years ago and said, we're going to do this project. It's all going to be about junior golf. We're going to allow the kids to play free, and we're going to make it the worldwide headquarters for junior golf. And every year for the last 5 years, I've been going out and going out and going out and watching it. And, Greg, I know you passed by there. You've seen the renovations, right?
Yeah, I go over there and play. I go over there and play every now and then because it's just down the road from my house. Yes, absolutely. They just redid the greens, and they resurfaced the greens. They redid the bunkers. It's a parkland golf course, like you said, tree-lined fairways, so you'll have shade out there in the morning. It's not like the modern-day golf courses. I mean, this golf course has been around for a long time.
Well, since the 1960s, and you know who the designer was? Red Lawrence.
Yeah, who did
Wigwam. Right? So,
wow. Yeah, so when I went out there and looked at it,
I thought it was the county. When I went out and played it
the first time, I was like, they were still going through the first couple of years of renovation, but I went out and played it about once a year for the last 5 years, and every time I went out, I was like, great. But even the first time I played it, I was like, man, the bones of this course are really good. And here's the cool thing, and I'll make this quick to get on to just getting people out there to play it. I don't want people to overlook this tournament. It's on August 22nd coming up here in about 3 weeks on a Saturday. You know, they're renovating this course, but we got behind this, and it appealed to me specifically personally because of just what their intention was on it. They've been doing in the last couple of years, you guys, 15,000 free rounds for kids playing that golf course already. So nice. Their vision's coming to life, and I think eventually just the backstory to this is the south side of that property is a lease, and it goes all the way up into the Estrella Mountain foothills, They're going to build a second championship course. They're going to blow up the clubhouse. The clubhouse looks a little bit like the old Papago still. But, you know, we're giving them time. And I said, we're all in. We're going to help you support this. So we want everyone to come out and play. It's coming up. Don't miss it. It'll be fun. We'll get out early in the morning. It's only $100 for our tournament. I think this is the low price for our whole year. So they made it really reasonable because they want people to see what they're doing out there. All of our proceeds go to the Junior National Foundation, their nonprofit foundation. And it's really simple. Just get online, get on bunkergolf.com, and come sign up and have a great day with us.
Breakfast, golf tournament, raffle, bounce back round of golf, all to benefit Junior National Foundation.
Yep.
All right, well,
yep.
Michael, thanks for joining us and giving our listeners an update. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Carrie, nice job on the music today.
We like it, huh?
Greg isn't too angry.
Kind of fun, exactly. Thanks, Michael.
I'm just beating my head against the wall, that's all. No big deal. All right. Let's see. Shall we continue or go to break? What do you want to do, CQ?
Well, how about this? Why don't we play a couple of sound bites from the Rocket Mortgage?
All right. So, first of all, right now at the Rocket Mortgage, Rasmus Højgaard has taken the lead. He's 8-under on his round today, 11-under on the tournament. The co-leaders at the start of the day have not teed off yet. They go off in about an hour and a half. So, it'll be a little bit of time before they go off. And
Ricky's up near the lead. He wants to talk about how he's playing recently and heading into the playoffs.
He's going to need it.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know where, you know, I'm at and all that. Obviously, we'd like to just play well and have a good week here. You know, I think the earlier, sooner you could potentially lock up, you know, just being in the top 30, that'd be something that would be great for me. And then, you know, above that and just being in a position where we have a chance going into East Lake would be ideal.
Ricky right now is projected at 24th.
Right. He's 32nd coming into the week.
Right.
And everybody's talking about he's had this awful year.
I know.
I mean, Fowler has not had a great year.
But playing well, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean,
if you don't win, you're having a crappy year.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, what's...
Poor Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. What's wrong with Scottie Scheffler? Five second place finishes. And one win this year, and he's having a horrible
year. He turns it around.
I mean, gosh, I would hate to have that kind of swing.
Right. Well, this kind of reminds me a couple of weeks ago when Cameron Young went out early and had to wait and shot, you know, a 60-nothing. And had to wait. Rasmus Højgaard's doing that to him right now.
Yeah, in the third round of the tournament. So when we come back, we'll hear from some other leaders in some events. We'll hear from maybe Xander Schauffele.
For the love of the game.
As well. And then we'll get into For the Love of the Game. And then our rapid fire. That should probably take us to the end the way things are going right now.
Yeah.
You're listening to Arizona Number One Golf Show. We'll be back with more golf right after this.
The Arizona Sports YouTube channel. Just a local sports leader doing what we do on YouTube. Serve yourself some Arizona sports for live shows, podcasts, viral clips, shorts, and more. Subscribe to the Arizona Sports YouTube channel.
It's summer's last hurrah. Bunker to Bunker's last two-person scramble event of the summer is on Saturday, August 22nd at the Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Come celebrate with a fantastic day of breakfast, golf, and big raffle and prizes, all for just $100. There's even a free coupon for a second round of golf, with proceeds benefiting the Junior National Foundation, changing the lives of youth through the game of golf. Open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at bunkergolf.com.
Cliff Klipinski back to tell you about Orchard. What if you found your dream house and you could just move in right away without waiting around to sell your old place first? That sounds perfect, right? Okay, now what if on top of that, you could maximize the return on your old home? That's even better. See, most home sellers get one offer and it's somewhere between lowball and not good enough. But Orchard changes that. With Orchard's new Orchard offers, you don't just get one offer. You get multiple cash offers from serious investors who are all competing for your home. That's right. Make investors compete with Orchard's cash offer marketplace. Here's how. You work with an Orchard agent who submits your home to their exclusive network of hundreds of local cash buyers. They come to you with offers, you review them all, and you pick the best one on your terms. So you don't have to settle on one offer or worry about leaving money on the table. You see every offer side by side. That way you know you're getting top dollar. Orchard offers means no repairs, no showings, no drawn-out process. Before you accept any offer, see them all first. Get a free home valuation and see your offers today with Orchard Offers. Go to Orchard.com. That's Orchard.com.
Four. Relax. New golf grips won't fix your slice, but they will give you more confidence in every swing. If your grips are slick or worn out, it's time for Birdie Golf Grips. We professionally regrip your clubs with premium grips for better traction, feel, and control. For a limited time, save 20% with promo code B2B. Or visit our shop, or we'll even come to you with our mobile service. Call 623-224-7030 or visit birdiegolfgrips.com. That is birdiegolfgrips.com.
College football, law school, marriage, kids. Life got busy. I wanted to stay in shape, but didn't have the time or interest in the big box gyms. Hi, I'm Aaron. I was referred to Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Bill created a program tailored to me. 30-minute workouts, three times a week, training, cardio, nutrition, everything. A couple years later, I've never felt better. I'm lighter, stronger, more flexible, and even my golf game's better. This is results-driven fitness you won't find anywhere else. Get your free consultation at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Arizona, when it's time for a new ride, there's only one name you need to know. Tim Hovis, Santan Ford. Big trucks, bold SUVs, high hybrids, electric, all in stock, all ready to roll. At Tim Hovick Santan Ford, you're not guessing on price. You're getting competitive deals, a massive selection, and a team that actually makes it easy. Upgrade the family ride or step into a truck that gets real work done. Either way, you're doing it with Tim Hovick at Tim Hovick Santan Ford, Val Vista and the 202 in Gilbert, or shop anytime at SantanFord.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Remember Chicago, obviously a different region.
Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
They true to Chicago, so that is confusing there. Your best friend, celebrity golfer Justin Timberlake.
Oh, JT did
with
this.
The remake for the movie Trolls. Remember that little goofy thing they did?
Yeah. All right, there's just a golf commercial on, right?
Yep.
Or a commercial on Golf Channel.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And I always love when they do these, like it was an insurance company, okay?
Sure.
And they've got these people playing golf.
Yeah.
And you watch these actors, the way they put the golf ball on a tee. Sure. Now, Jim, let me ask you something. Do you put a golf ball physically in the whole fist of your hand to put it on the golf tee?
No.
Or do you take a... It's so funny to watch. And then to watch as they're... like walking down the fairway, and they've got this golf glove on the wrong hand.
Yeah. And it's three sizes too big.
And it's three sizes too big. I mean, it's really hilarious when you watch some of these commercials. But anyway, I tell
you guys, you watch way too much golf.
I digress. So Xander Schauffele is also one of those fighting to stay inside that top 30. And right now, he is projected 15th as in the event. He's 8 under par, tied for 10th right now. It doesn't go off until a little bit later on in the morning. But here's what Xander had to say about something that we've talked about many, many times.
Yeah, it's been a bit tricky for me in general with my game. A little too technical, a little too much of golf swing, and I decided to play 18 holes a day to try and not sit on the range and hitting the crosswind. So figure it's a good day to see the it definitely hitting a little bit better. So need to address that.
So one of the things that we always talk about is you cannot play golf swing.
Right.
You've got to play golf.
Right.
You've got to go out there and get set up over the golf ball, pick your target, swing the club to your target. Don't
get your
worry.
Foam roller out.
As I always tell people, don't worry about the how, think about the where.
Yep.
Oh, good idea. I like that.
And it's pretty remarkable in watching all this unfold. The Portugal Open or Invitational, Rory Sabatini is your leader there on the PGA Tour Champions. On the Korn Ferry Tour, Chris Francoeur goes off later, shot 64-59.
Yep.
And we saw how shooting 59 turned out for Michael Kim last week. He ended up not winning. But the ladies are playing their final major championship, and we've got somebody going for three of the five major championships. Haydon Ru is trying to win and right now is in the lead by two shots. But anything can happen. She's got 10 holes left to play today and another 18 tomorrow. But here's what Haydon had to say about going for three in a row.
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence. I got a lot of confidence after two major champion, and then this is another golf course and another golf. So I just keep working hard with my team. So yeah, but I'm so happy to come back here and then meet the major champions. So yeah, I'm so happy.
Nice kid.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, this could decide who's going to be player of the year, whether it be Nelly Korda with two major championships and Haydon Ru with two. But right now, Nelly's got a pretty strong lead on it, but anything can happen. It's just going to be one of those things.
We're ready. Here we go.
Yeah. You were?
Oops. I was ready. Hang on.
Maybe. Good thing. Good thing you're prepared.
Hang on, we lost connection somehow.
All right.
And love won't hurt anymore.
So this is our For the Love of the Game segment that we started up. You got it, CQ?
Give me 2 seconds.
That we've talked about what drew Jim and I to love the game so much. And last week we had Bill Ross on to talk about it. We're going to involve our listeners to be able to call in and give their story for their love of the game. But this week's topic for love of the game is why it's so important for you to get fit properly for a set of golf clubs.
Well, I have been fit several times, and I'm so standard it's ridiculous. Okay, but my one of my experiences with custom fitting, and I'd never thought about it, was a custom putter fitting.
Right.
And I was like, what? Too late. Sorry. Turn off. But when Slazenger Golf was doing a lot of stuff with custom fitting,
right.
I got to know Al Murdoch pretty well.
Right.
Albert's a great teacher, custom fitter.
Great fitter, yeah.
And he fit me for a putter.
Right.
And for about 3 or 4 years, I was the best putter in the world.
Yeah.
I got mad and I slammed it against the curb one time, knocked it out of alignment, and never could get it back in there. But it was just amazing where he took me, where my eyes were, where my stroke was, bent the putter shaft specifically for me, and it was just absolutely amazing. For 3 or 4 years, I couldn't miss inside 10 feet.
Right.
And that was the little light bulb went off. Now, even if you're stock, standard, length, you know, all that sort of, you should still get fit every couple years just to make sure it's still in effect.
Yeah, your body changes, your equipment changes. I mean, just think about how many times when you beat the club against the ground hitting golf shots. I'm not talking about hitting, you know, slamming your clubs in. I'm talking about when you're hitting golf shots. Every time you're hitting a golf shot, you're putting stress on that golf club, and it changes the loft. It changes the lie on the golf clubs.
Well, tour players get their lofts and lie angles checked a couple times
regularly.
A month.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, in addition, and for the love of the game, guys, back to the good equipment and stuff, it's for me, you know, I do some lifting and stuff during the week. The having the equipment gives us confidence. It's one less thing to get in our thought process, like Xander Schauffele was talking about. He thinks swing and not play. And if you have the confidence in your equipment, you can go out there and think, I can do anything.
Well, it's funny with custom fitting. Tour players, they don't have their loft and lies checked when they're hitting it good.
Right. Right.
No, it's exactly. When they start hitting it bad, they go get that check.
Something's out of whack.
But here's the only caveat, and I believe in custom fitting. I think it's very important. But I will say this. If you are a beginning or novice golfer, I think in the beginning, it's probably more important to buy lessons than to buy custom fitting. Because you need to have a repeating golf swing to get fit so that the fit. Now, if you've got a wacky swing and they fit you get fit to it
and then you go get some lessons, you start making a more correct swing,
right.
You're going to have unfitted clubs. So get a consistent golf swing, and then get your clubs fit. And listen, do an iron fitting, do a driver fitting, do a wedge fitting, and do a putter fitting.
Right. You know, think about it. You lose weight, you swing the golf club differently.
Yep.
Swinging the golf club differently could be your lies are not correct.
Because you've lost weight.
You right. gain weight, same way. Age, you shrink as yep. you age. You don't need the clubs 2 degrees upright anymore. You only maybe need them 1 degree upright.
Right.
But it's really interesting because I can take somebody and put them in a fitting, and they're fading the ball, and they don't want to fade the ball. Well, it's an easy fix. We just change the lie of the golf club, and the lie right. will take care of itself for you without having to change your swing. So you don't have to change your swing to hit the golf ball the way you want to hit the golf ball. You've just got to make sure the clubs are fit properly. I used to have a golf professional that I worked for that would fit the members at the club to their golf clubs instead of just selling them off the rack. I mean,
right.
he did club fittings before club fittings were popular.
Right.
Because he wanted that personal touch with that
sure.
member.
Yeah.
And then that member, what would they do? Well, I just got fit for my golf clubs, and look at how well they work.
Right.
And that just drove business.
Yeah.
So, but for the golfer, you're not trying to drive business. You're trying to be able to enjoy the game more.
Exactly.
And if your equipment is right, you're going to play better. So,
can I ask a question, guys?
Yeah.
Is there a generic thing that you guys see when you're looking at people this way, fitting or whatever? Is there one thing you can say, gosh, guys, you need to look at this or have some guy look at this in the first place?
I think that a lot of golfers.
Irons off, that kind of thing.
There's a lot of schools of thought on this.
Okay.
For instance, Carson Manufacturing fits every club with a stiff shaft. I think a lot of players.
I realized that years ago. Yes,
I think a lot of players are playing clubs that are too stiff for them.
Okay, there you go.
And now that's why they've got frequency matching, all this sort of stuff. So as right. the shaft flexes into the ball, you don't want any twist, right?
Right.
And so that's why frequency matching is so important. But if you play a little softer shaft, especially as you get older,
yeah.
you are going to be able to get the ball in the air easier.
That's what they discovered on me years ago.
Yeah. Right. What stiffer shafts do is they narrow the dispersion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So,
gotcha.
So you want to make sure that your shaft is the right
somewhere in between
flex
there, yeah.
for
okay.
you.
Oh,
right.
Good answer.
Exactly.
Thank you. Answer my question.
All right, CQ, next up.
Oh, well, we don't have time to do rapid fire.
We don't have time.
Okay,
then let's touch on this real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Good. A minute and a half.
All right, good. That's all we'll need. Player suspended on the PGA Tour.
Yep.
Trey Mullinex was suspended for over the anti-doping offense.
Oh, boy.
And got a six-month PGA Tour suspension on Wednesday. He played on the PGA. He had a one PGA Tour win, two Korn Ferry Tour wins, tested positive for a banned substance.
Wow.
For which he took full responsibility, but denied trying to gain a competitive advantage.
Thanks.
He says,
well, if he was, it wasn't working very well.
Right.
Right.
In his own statement, Mullinex, who won the PGA Tour's Barbasol Championship in 2022, admitted it was his responsibility to understand and follow the PGA Tour's anti-doping, and that he failed to do so. To my fans, I want to address the news regarding my failed anti-doping test and the suspension that followed. I take full responsibility for what happened. At the end of the day, it is my responsibility to understand and follow the anti-doping policy and all the rules and regulations. I failed to do that. And this is on me.
So to his fans.
They don't right. disclose.
His fan. How about
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Reading between the lines, he yeah. was probably prescribed something. It had enough.
I was trying to get
levels.
Hit the ball further, maybe.
Well, no, I think it was a health condition.
Oh, okay.
And gotcha. So it had some enough
yeah.
of the so banned substance gotcha. That it affected the test. But. Yeah, I liked the way he took
yeah.
it. He says, my responsibility, I need to investigate deeper. I just took it, and I'll take my suspension and go practice up.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we're going to have rapid fire We're going to hear about an alleged shoe protest.
Yes.
Which is so lame because it wasn't about that. It wasn't about the aim point. It was about something else, and we're going to talk about that. And then wrap up what we've got going on here at Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We'll be back with more golf right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
There have been many national football analysts who have claimed the Cardinals have completely hosed Tyler Allgeier. So I think people were wondering, does the player feel the same way? Does he feel like there was bait and switch or he was sold a bill of goods? Quite to the contrary. He was perfectly mature and a great teammate. Yes. His money quote was, there's no point in being a jerk.
You kind of focused on Tyler Allgeier's why be a jerk about it attitude and how that can permeate throughout a locker room and throughout a team. Let it permeate throughout society.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Tyler Allgeier is the agent of change that we all need.
That we all need.
Bickley and Murata. Mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
After your last putt drops, make Bonehouse Brewing your next stop in Fountain Hills. Our tap room is a true Arizona adventure. Mining relics, hidden treasures, and a beer lineup that's as creative as your short game. From our legendary hazy IPAs to crisp lagers and seasonal stouts, there's a brew for every golfer's taste. Bring your foursome, share your best and worst shots, and raise a glass to the good times, because at Bonehouse, every round deserves a legendary finish.
How was your break?
It was great until I stopped for gas. Prices have gone up almost a dollar with no end in sight. I might have to start watching how much I drive.
That's exactly why I use Upside. I never pay full price for gas with the free Upside app.
Upside?
Yes, Upside. It's the free app that gives you cash back just for buying the gas you're already buying. So, even with the rising gas prices, I'll never have to limit how much I drive.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Just last year, I made over $200 with the Upside app.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app right now.
Download the free Upside app to earn cash back on the gas you're already buying. Use promo code THRIVE25 for an extra 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code THRIVE25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first fill-up. That's THRIVE25.
Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Looking for the perfect summer golf escape? Discover Verado Golf Club in Buckeye, featuring two championship courses, breathtaking mountain views, and incredible summer value. Beat the heat with complimentary ice-cold mango towels all summer long. Plus, enjoy the brand-new Tag Marshall GPS system launching in June with live yardages and pace tracking right in your cart. For a family bonus, kids 17 and under play free and practice free with a paying adult. Bring your whole family out to enjoy golf at Verado. Book your tee time today at VeradoGolfClub.com.
Hi, Matt Allen here for Bumper to Bumper Radio. Summer's back, and so is Bumper to Bumper Radio's Summer of Love for Phoenix Children's Hospital. Keep yourself and your car running cool this summer with trusted service, repairs, and expert advice at any Bumper to Bumper Radio approved shop. Now through Labor Day, pass along the love to Phoenix Children's Hospital. Just donate $1, and we'll match it for the kids. Find participating shop locations and learn more at BumperToBumperRadio.com.
Orthopedic care. At Abrazo Health, we believe these two words are better together. When joint pain postpones a walk with friends or halts a weekend hike, recruit our orthopedic physicians, surgeons, and physical therapists to join your team. From our minimally invasive advanced technology designed to improve patient outcome to our comprehensive rehabilitation program, start your journey to a pain-free life. Find your partner in care at abrazohealth.com/orthopedics.
Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS to reach a friendly live agent. Donation is super easy, and your car can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Call us now or go to carsforkids.org. Did you know you can donate real estate, too?
I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. I've had the privilege of seeing miracles, broken families rebuilt, every crash, every workplace injury, every medical mistake. Fighting back can work. We've gone toe-to-toe with insurance giants, and we've won a lot. Over $30 billion recovered. Size matters. Reputation matters. Results matter. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Arizona lawyer will handle Arizona cases.
prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor.
Remember the SNL controversy?
Right. Who did the remake?
Look, this is the remake. This is actually a Prince song.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I watched a documentary a couple years ago. Sports Relation where it was amazing. Because this is just, it defined her career as a great, great, great song. Greg says, we're ready.
And now, the radio segment that is sweeping the nation. This is Rapid Fire on Bunker to Bunker.
All right, this is where I ask Jim open-ended questions for the most part, and he has to give me something other than a yes or no answer. Jim, we're going to kick it off right now with Rory McIlroy, who hasn't even played his obligated 15 events on the PGA Tour this year, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. But Rory McIlroy gets a free pass when he says something to the media.
Right.
But Bryson DeChambeau gets barbecued all the time.
Yep.
Why is that?
Well, for some reason, because Bryson wants to do different things and try new stuff, a lot of people dislike him, and I don't understand that. I'm not a huge Bryson guy, but I like that. Listen, let's try something different. If we do things the same way all the time and expect different results, that's the definition of insanity.
Right. It's a very simple answer, live versus PGA.
Well, but you know what? Step out of your little box.
I wasn't a big fan of him before he went to
he's great for golf. He's a knucklehead, but he's great for golf.
I think he's really good for the game because he's saying, you know what? I'm going to try something different. I'm going to bulk up. I'm going to use same-length clubs. I'm going to use grips that look like baseball bats. And I'm going to do YouTube and try to appeal to the younger consumer of golf and grow the game. Rory McIlroy, I think, is a very pompous, entitled little poop.
But he gets away with it.
Because he's Rory McIlroy. Now, I'll guarantee you, if Rory McIlroy had a situation arise, and I think he has had some situation we just don't know about because the media's covering
it. Amanda Baliones.
But if look at his engagement to the tennis player.
Oh,
he was
Wozniak.
The invitations went out and he broke up with her.
Right.
And he, served his current wife with divorce papers.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody else had done that, that would have been this whole expose. But what I was saying is if he ever has, or it comes to light, that he's had Tiger Woods-type incidences or Phil Mickelson-type incidences, you watch how quickly the press will turn on him.
Right.
And during the whole beginning of the PGA Live situation, he was one of the first guys to come out and say, yay PGA, yay
and the guys
DP
can't come
World
back.
Tour, da-da-da-da. Yeah. And now he's about to be in violation of playing the minimum amount of events.
Right.
And he's like, well, I'm just really not that interested. I've learned that as long as I'm in the top 30 going to the East Lake, that's all that really matters. But so he just kind of picks and chooses spot. Yeah. I wish Rory would keep his mouth shut and just go play golf.
Wow. Yeah, let your clubs do the talking.
You know?
Absolutely.
I think he's a self-appointed spokesman for...
See, I think as the media, we generally hate those guys.
All right. Jackson Klavan.
Yes.
He just won in his third professional event. Won last week at the 3M. Should he be considered for the President's Cup coming up in a couple months?
Well,
no.
For today, no. But he had a conversation with, who's the captain?
Brent Snedeker.
And basically what Brand Snedeker told him is, you win again, and you're going to get all the consideration in the world.
Great.
So who do you bump? So the top six are Scottie Scheffler, Cam Young, Russell Henley, Sam Burns, Ben Griffin, Colin Morikawa. Your next six are Chris Goddard, J.J. Spaun, Wyndham Clark, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, and Akshay Bhatia.
J.J. Spaun.
Akshay Bhatia.
He's won this year.
Yeah, so is Jackson Colvin.
So is J.J. Spaun.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I think that if I'm the captain and Colvin wins again,
But J.J. Spawn's a U.S. Open winner.
Well, Akshay Batia's the one. I'm not saying, I didn't, the word J.J. Spawn never came out of my mouth.
I'm just saying.
But I would bump Akshay Batia, because Akshay Batia got hot, got on a little run, but he's had a terrible back half of the season.
All right.
Remember, guys, I don't watch the minutiae.
So does Jackson Quaven, he's 51st.
Right.
On the President's Cup standings right
he's
now.
He's got to prove a lot more.
Well, he's got to win it again.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So. If he wins again. But don't forget the marketing aspect of this.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The new golden boy on the PGA Tour.
He's a good-looking kid, well-spoken, yeah.
Right. So, you know, if he wins again, I think he'll be given strong consideration.
I would pass on him.
I would, too. But
because, even if he wins again, I would pass on him. Yeah. Because there's many more President Cup events for him to play in.
What's he, 21?
To be able to bump him, to be able to bump him in. Look at what the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup did for Cam Young.
Right.
And look at what it did for Scottie Scheffler.
Yep.
I don't think that this is the same instance with Jackson Quaven.
Well, I'm not saying I'm in favor. I'm saying it will happen. He'll get consideration if he wins again.
All right. All right. What was his name? Chris Francoeur shot 59 on Friday at the Korn Ferry Tournament at the Utah Championship. The week before, Michael Kim shot 59. There have actually been 16 59 or better, 15 59s on the PGA Tour, 16 on the Korn Ferry Tour. However, 58 is the low score on the PGA Tour, and 57 is on the Korn Ferry Tour.
Right.
Wow.
So is it time to stop calling it a 59 watch? Because who cares about a 59 anymore? 57 and 58 are the low scores.
Cool. Well, I think 59 gets you excited. That's really playing some golf. The four-minute mile was 59.
Bingo. You don't even hear about it anymore.
And now it's 58.
Jim Ryan, guys. That's right.
Yep.
Right.
So that's the magic number, 58. But the thing about it is you're seeing these 61, 62s,
yeah.
50s, or 59, 60s. You're seeing these low scores in a rash this year, and I just think it's because the players just aren't afraid.
Well, and the funny thing is, Cam Young, in his interview yesterday, said, I was thinking 55. I wasn't thinking 59. I was thinking 55. And missed some putts that
right,
could have
exactly.
easily got him to 59. But he says, I'm not thinking 59, I'm thinking 55.
Right.
And that's just the mentality that a lot of these guys are finally starting to, you know, absorb. And, you know, it's the old P. and Nelson Vision 54
right.
that Annika right. believed in.
Yeah, exactly.
And Lynn, can't think of Lynn's last name, sorry.
Lynn Marriott.
Yeah, Lynn Marriott, thank you. It's their Vision 54 yeah. program that Annika was on, and I think that these guys are starting to see that same thing as well.
Well, if you can see it, you can believe it, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's great.
All right, real quick, final thing
got
for us.
30 seconds.
That's all we need.
Okay, very good.
Right now, sitting on the bubble for the FedEx Cup. To get into the top 70, you've got Michael Thorbjørn Olsen is sitting there in the number 70 position. You've got at 69, Mac Meisner. Johnny Kiefer sitting at 74. He's going to have to play some golf this next couple weeks to be able to get himself into the PGA Tour Finals playoffs.
He is.
All right. We want to thank Michael Henry for joining us. We want to thank Bernie Eaton for joining us. We want to thank you for joining us. Kevin McCabe Show is up next, the Dean of AZ High School Sports. And remember, people may not remember what we say, but they'll always remember how we make them feel. So hopefully we've made you feel good today with our love of the game and our golf tip of the week. But in the meantime, he's Jim, I'm Greg, that's Jamal, that's CQ. We're out of here. Go play some golf.
Holla!